I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
This columnist, Lionel Boyd, offended me, so I determined to follow him up. And it wasn't very long before I discovered he was no more than a blackmailer, using society women to spy on one another and thus provide him with the juicy fragments upon which his column flourished. In particular, he'd managed to get a woman, Judith Cameron, under his thumb, holding, as he did, incriminating photographs and letters of hers. I visited him, in Cog, of course, and warned him that Judith, now in love with someone else, had become desperate and presented danger.
She wouldn't be such a fool as to come here with a gun.
That signal came from a friend of mine to let me know someone was coming to your flat. As I said, that someone is dangerous, hunting you with a gun.
We can't let her in.
Shut up and listen. Let's see how we can stop a stupid crime. I'd rather this girl didn't do what I think she intends.
You'd rather? My heavens!
For the simple reason you are not worth it. Now quiet, and leave things to me.
Still got the key I gave her.
Yes. A breach of rule number one, you idiot. Now, leave me to cope. You go into the bathroom or anywhere.
Come in, Miss Cameron.
You again?
Yes, me. And don't try any retreat. This door is locked now. So you've come back.
Yes. And I'm going to have those letters and photographs now. And even you can't interfere this time. I possess a persuasive argument. This.
A gun?
Yes. Where's that worm Lionel hiding somewhere, I'll be bound?
My dear, there are no convenient stones in the modern flat.
Please don't interfere. I've come to get those papers, and I'm not leaving here till I get them. I'll shoot them out of him.
That would be very foolish, because you'd hang.
I'd rather hang.
Nonsense. Hanging's very ugly and never really necessary. Now put that gun down, pistol packing mama, and listen to me.
Where is that?
All in good time. And if you insist, I'll produce him. But listen to a bit of reason first, because in 2 minutes from now, I'm going to present you with your precious papers, and there'll be no murders, no shooting.
You have them? The papers? Oh, thank God.
Now, give me that stupid gun.
Stand back. I don't trust you. Stand away.
Thank you.
Oh.
Sorry I had to twist your wrist like that.
The gun didn't go off.
I'm lucky, aren't I? My dear, I made a wild guess.
Why didn't the gun fire?
Because, my dear idiot, you don't know enough about guns to go carrying them about with you. You see, you've forgotten to take the safety catch off.
Then,
if I'd let you meet our dear columnist, you'd only have made a fool of yourself. Can't you see how he would have castigated a certain lady in tomorrow's column? Quote, "What do you think, folks? Held up at gunpoint last night in my flat, wrathful woman. I'll only give you the initials," and so on, till everybody couldn't fail to put a finger on you.
Oh, how true. Oh, what a fool I am. But my papers, please.
All right. I'll get them for you. I know where they are.
Well, show them to me.
Right. Just here. Here you are. These are they. Examine them. See, they're all there.
Yes. Yes. Oh, how can I thank you?
I'll tell you in one moment. But we've now reached a point where we have to be careful.
Well, can't I just go?
No, you can't. You see, my dear, on your last raid, you dropped your powder compact. As I made my escape, our sweet friend Lionel yelled to Scotland Yard and said he'd cornered the Grey Goose.
You?
At your service.
But you got away.
I did. But that powder compact means something. And thus, a very astute gentleman from the famous Yard is going to call here at any moment and pursue further inquiries.
Then please let me go.
Not so. You'll have to remain and meet the gentleman. My name? In the Ebenezer Ford, Chief Inspector.
But why?
Because, for obvious reasons, I cannot remain myself.
But I still don't see what I can do.
And I'll show you. Push the rug back again. Now, here is the magpie's nest. Yours were not the only incriminating oddments in that little safe. Look, jewels, pleading letters, More jewels.
What do they mean?
They mean that he has extorted these trinkets from women who've so bribed him to keep their secrets.
The unutterable worm.
I want you to show all this to the inspector when he arrives.
Oh, I shall enjoy doing it.
Now, here's what I want you to do.
I'll do anything.
Here's your gun. It's all right. I've unloaded it. But he won't know that. He's hiding in the bathroom. Fetch him out and go on with the dramatic appeal. He doesn't know yet you've got what you want. Okay?
Where will you be?
Not very far off. Now, good luck, and put on your act. Listen. If I'm not mistaken, that's my friends, the police.
Why, I'm terrified.
No need to be. You'll be surrounded by police in a moment. And don't forget to get him out of that bathroom. Here's the keys to his floor safe. Tell your tale to the inspector, then open Aladdin's cave and leave the rest to Ben Ford. Cheerio. Now, me for the roof. But just one ear on the keyhole for one little second.
Now, come out, Lionel. And remember, I have a gun with me this time.
Listen, Judith. If you'll stop being dramatic, I'll do a deal with you.
Excellent. All according to script. Fare you well, actors.
Guard the exit to the roof as well while I enter the flat. There's trouble here. I'm not mistaken, there's also a grey goose in the offing.
There he is, and where can he go? This is going to be a close call. Next flat, I think. Thank goodness I tested that lock.
All right, sir.
Not a sound. Good or bad?
Who are you?
Oh, I do beg your pardon. I've got the wrong key somehow. The wrong flat. Wrong everything.
Stand still while I switch on a light. A masked intruder.
Oh, very dramatic. There is, however, no need for that. I assure you this costume and mask is the hangover from a party. And I'm very harmless. If you'll accept my apology, I'll make myself scarce at once.
I don't know whether to believe you or not.
You got a gun?
No. Yes, of course.
Then point it at me and escort me downstairs. I haven't got one, so it's all on your side. What about it?
I haven't got a gun.
And I'm not a burglar. By Jove, we are an amusing couple, aren't we?
Somehow I don't think you mean any harm.
You're perfectly right. Now, here's just one favor I ask. May I leave by your window?
Would you break your neck? It's three stories.
And you'd be sorry? Oh, very nice of you to be so considerate.
So now what? Look here, I can't stand here talking to you for the rest of the night.
Well, far be it from me to keep a lady up. But I'm of the nervous type. A little, that is. And suddenly a dreadful fear's attacked me.
Fear? Nonsense. I'm a defenseless female. You are, to all appearances, a husky sort of individual. I should be the one to be timorous.
But you're not. You weren't even scared when I so rudely entered your flat. Why?
Because... Well, perhaps I was a bit intrigued.
Only old maiden ladies are intrigued by midnight visitors of the opposite sex. And you are no old maiden lady.
Then what do you make of me?
This lady. No, it's too late to blow that police whistle.
You!
Now, stop it. You, my dear, are a policewoman. And I lift my lid to Ben Ford. Very smart indeed of him to plant a very charming police lady so near the scene of my most recent engagement.
Oh, you...
Don't struggle, you little idiot. Just remember, you are held in the arms of the Grey Goose himself. Romantic, ain't it, PC 49?
Let me go!
Sorry, but you've got to be gagged. Here, nice clean hanky. Swallow that. Now, have you heard of the bolster cure? No? Oh, I'll show you. Must be a nice bolster in the bedroom. Come along, PC 49. Ah, the very thing. Almost, I think you'd been measured for the bolster cover. In you get, dearie. Now, a little of the blind cord. Yes, there. And so you look like a private's kit bag. Except he doesn't bring home such a nice cargo. Au revoir, my sweet. Give my love to Inspector Ford. Now for the window. Coping just wide enough, I think. Work my way along and listen.
Yes, a very interesting collection, Mr. Boyd. On the face of it, these jewels would almost look like wholesale robbery.
They were all, every one, given to me.
In that case, they look even worse. Given, you said?
Yes.
Extorted, I'd say. This letter seems to be but a sample. Listen. This is the very last piece of any value I have. Please, Lionel, be merciful and let me have those letters back. I can manage no more.
Look, they're just the ravings of a stupid woman.
A stupid woman? What of the others? All couched in the same words, more or less. As a police officer, it's my duty to arrest you for extortion and blackmail. I must warn you that anything you say will be taken down and used in evidence.
All right, then. But why don't you add to your precious duty and get the Grey Goose bloke that was here last night and again tonight? Damn me, man, he was here just before you arrived.
You spoke to him too, didn't you, Miss Cameron?
Yes, I did. But I can only remember him with gratitude, as will many others whose names you've unearthed in the floor safe.
That's all very well. However, we still must get him. Any signs, Capel?
No, sir.
I see. All right, we'll try next door. You have a key. Constable Grant? Grant! Oh, confound the woman. She's told not to stir out of here. Grant! Hello? Well, I'm dashed. Done up in a bolster case. All right, you young idiot. Wait while I undo these knots.
Oh!
Exactly. And kindly explain how you managed to let anyone put it over you like this.
I tried to stall him, hold him till I had the opportunity of blowing my whistle, but he spotted the chain and then downed me.
Oh, well. May as well keep this. It was tied up in a knot round your bolster.
A feather?
Yes. A Grey Goose feather. All right, come with me. I've got to get back to the next flat and complete making an arrest. I'd also like you to look after a lady in there for an hour or two. Come on.
My chance. Prove this fact and home, I think. Something attempted, something done, has earned a night's repose.
Once again, Roland Fletcher has been successful, and Inspector Ford has come off second best. How long, however, can such a state of affairs continue while adventure ever beckons the Grey Goose?